This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hey, thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And today it's the second week of our annual Autumn Festival. Yeah, songs about the fall season is what we're enjoying today. Plus, we're also counting down the biggest hits from this second weekend of October in 1951. And let's get back to the countdown this week, the Billboard sales chart from this week 74 years ago. And coming in at number five, the second version of the song Sin. It's done here by the Four Aces.
Take away the violins from a lovely symphony, and the music deep within would cease to be. Is it a sin?
First hit for the Philadelphia Quartet, the Four Aces. The group was Al Alberts, Dave Mahoney, Saul Vaccaro, and Lou Silvestri. Well, the guys recorded Sin, but they couldn't find a distributor. So Al Alberts decided to form his own record label and release it that way. And did that pay off? It sold more than a million copies. And not too long after that, they were signed by Decca. Well, Sin was at number five on the bestsellers chart this week in 1951. It would move up one more spot. And in that spot this week in 1951 was Les Paul and Mary Ford. At number four, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. And while the world is waiting for the calling you.
Les Paul and Mary Ford, The World is Waiting for a Sunrise, was part of a throwback record, if you will. On the B-side was Whispering, which we heard back at number 10. That came from the 19-teens. And also from the post-World War I era, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. First a hit in 1922 for Isham Jones, and revived in 1951 by 36-year-old Les Paul from Waukesha, Wisconsin, and his singing bride, 27-year-old Mary Ford from Pasadena, California. That was song number 4 this week. It would make one more move on the sales chart and would top out at number 2 on the Disc Jockey Countdown. Well, speaking of the radio, let's see what was coming over the airwaves here in 1951. And radio was still going strong despite the rise of television. But fewer new shows were starting up. But one of those was Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator. Well, in the morning you had Arthur Godfrey, that was simulcast on TV. And then the game shows like Strike It Rich and Double or Nothing. Then the soap operas for the afternoon, Helen Trent, Argyle Sunday, Ma Perkins, Pepper Young, The Guiding Light, and also Perry Mason was a 15-minute show in the afternoon. Then in prime time, Monday nights belonged to CBS. They had Suspense, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, Lux Radio Theater, and The Bob Hawke Show. Tuesday, People Are Funny and Mr. and Mrs. North. Wednesday on NBC, You Bet Your Life with Groucho, followed by The Big Story. And on Thursday, they had Mr. Keene and Dragnet. Friday night, ABC had This Is Your FBI and Ozzie and Harriet, and Walter Winchell Sunday night. But CBS had the strong comedy lineup on Sunday night, My Friend Irma, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Bergen and McCarthy, and the number one show this season, Amos and Andy.
George Stevens, I want to talk to you. You are spending too much time in the company of a person that is uncouth, loud-mouthed, and rough-looking. And I want you to do something about it.
All right, I will.
Well, good.
You stay home and I'll go to the movies.
George Stevens, I'm talking about that friend of yours, that Andy Brown. He's the worst type of character.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jeff. Don't you go casting excursions on my friend, yeah? And if you want to pick on characters, what about that mother of yours, that old walrus?
We ain't discussing my family, George.
Well, that's too bad. I was in the mood for some good laughs.
Freeman Gosden as the Kingfish, and Ernestine Wade as Sapphire from this weekend's Amos and Andy Show, with Charlie Carell playing Andy, the number one radio program here in the fall of 1951. And we're getting closer to the number one song from this week in 51, but we stop at number 3 right now for Tony Martin, I Get Ideas.
When we are dancing and you're dangerously near me, I get ideas. I get ideas. I want to hold you so much closer than I dare to. I want to scold you 'cause I care more than I care to. And when you touch me and there's fire in every finger, I get ideas. I get ideas. And after we have kissed goodnight and still you linger, I kind of think you get ideas too. Your eyes are always saying the things you're never saying. I only hope they're saying that you could love me too. For that's the whole idea, it's true. The lovely idea that I've fallen in love with you. When we are dancing and you're dangerously near me, I get ideas, I get ideas. I want to hold you so much closer than I dare to. I want to scold you 'cause I care more than I care to. And when you touch me and there's fire in every finger, I get ideas, I get ideas. And after we have kissed goodnight and still you linger, I kind of think you get ideas too. Your eyes are always saying the things you're never saying. I only hope they're saying that you could love me too, for that's the whole idea, it's true. The lovely idea that I've fallen in love with you.
I Get Ideas, a tango written back in 1927 under the title of Adios Muchachos. Well, that Argentinian melody was given English lyrics and the new title, I Get Ideas. And that became the 9th top 10 record for Tony Martin at its peak of number 3 this week in 1951. He was accompanied by the Henri René Orchestra. Well, here in 1951, the population of the USA was just under 155 million. And the median family income was $3,700. Now, the increase from last year was the highest since World War II, but there wasn't an increase in purchasing power because prices were up, and now taxes were going up. There was a sales tax increase, wage withholdings, and taxes were going up on beer, whiskey, and wines, cigarettes, light cars, power lawnmowers, home movie projectors, and dishwashers. Oh, but the telegram tax dropped from 25 to 15%. So we had that going for us. There was a shakeup in the stock market after about 3 months of a solid climb. Companies were getting hit with an excise profits tax. Sales grew for many companies, but their net earnings were down. Another reason why President Truman's popularity was fading. Well, speaking of prices, let's see what we were getting at the store this weekend. Well, a half gallon of milk was about 46 cents. Coffee, $2.25 for a 3-pound bag. A loaf of bread was going for about 15 cents. Bacon was 43 cents a pound. Pound of ground beef, 65 cents. Sirloin, $1.09 a pound, pork chops, 89 cents a pound, and chicken was 57 cents a pound. Flour was $2.23 for a 25-pound bag, and 25 pounds of sugar was $2.39. Well, it was the fall season, so we'll get some apple cider. A half gallon from Mott's was 39 cents, and diamond walnuts, 2 pounds for 89 cents. Well, and because of inflation, the price of colas had to go up. No more 5-cent sodas. Both Coke and Pepsi had to raise their prices to anywhere from 6 to 10 cents. And Pepsi was promoting their bigger bottles with a new slogan.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. Big, big bottle that it's got. Bounce, 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 bounce. Don't get Pepsi, brother, Pepsi bounce.
More bounce to the ounce for all the gang, because Pepsi's a bubble with that wake-up tang. Where the fun's a-soaring, that's what Pepsi's pouring. So much more fun, so much more zest. Why take less when Pepsi's best? Friendly, sparkling Pepsi. Ice cold and waiting. And always the big, big bottle. Get Pepsi. Get more for your money. Pick up several cartons tomorrow.
We were getting the Pepsi Bounce here in October of 1951. Hey, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend. One that wasn't on the countdown, but had a longer life than some that were. It's the Billy May Orchestra and Lean, Baby.
Thank you.
Billy May and his orchestra and Lean Baby. Now that's written Lean, comma, Baby. When lyrics were added and recorded by Frank Sinatra, the comma was removed. So that changed lean from a verb in the original to an adjective in the later version. But a fun song there featuring the sliding saxes of Billy May. And it was in the record stores here in October of 1951. And we're listening to the memories from back then on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's Autumn Songs Part 2. I hope the leaves are colorful and bright in your neck of the woods, or at least getting there. And if you're doing a little leaf gazing this weekend, or maybe just sitting around the fire pit, here's a tune that's appropriate for both activities. It's Frankie Carl's Orchestra, October Twilight.
October morning, I awaken to find myself in my usual mood. For the love I had known last summer, like the stars that had shone last summer, like the birds that had flown last summer, had gone away. began to go about my usual uneventful routine. I envied children's laughter as they spoke expectantly of pumpkins and the coming Halloween. I looked out the window with wide open eyes, and gone was my dismay. And that one uninviting autumn morning became a sun-filled, exciting autumn morn. That one October morning you came home to stay. The window with wide opened eyes, and gone was my dismay. And that one uninviting autumn morning became a sun-filled, exciting autumn morning. That one October morning you came home to stay. One October morning, one October morning.
A little salute to month number 10. Frankie Carl's orchestra from 1947 got us started with October Twilight. And 10 years later, Bobby Troup did One October Morning. Now Troup wrote our next number as well, sung here by the Four Freshmen.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, girl. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. She has my pounding heart awhirl. What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall? It's especially delighting
when you have someone so cute and sweet and small.
And that's why I am in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, good in summer, girl. I'm in the mood for this October. Weather in the fall, it's especially delighting when you have someone so cute and sweet and small. I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, girl, this October. You can talk about your Maytime and your spring romance,
but even a
snowy white December doesn't have a chance. I am in the mood for this October.
The Four Freshmen, Don and Ross Barber, Bob Flanagan, and Ken Albers. This October from their 1959 album, The Four Freshmen and Five Guitars. Well, there's no October in the title of our next number, but we don't need it. Vince Guaraldi plays The Great Pumpkin Waltz.
Thank you.
The soundtrack to It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, wasn't released until 2018. But even that was just audio directly from the TV show. Well, the re-release in 2022 was much better as they found the original session tapes. And the highlight was the Great Pumpkin Waltz, with the Vince Guaraldi Sextet, with the leader on piano, John Gray guitar, and Ronald Lang on the flute. We're celebrating autumn once again on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've turned the calendar back 74 years to October of 1951. And now let's take a look at sports. Baseball. This was the season when the Giants trailed the Dodgers by 13.5 games, but rallied to catch them and force a playoff. The Giants took the opening game, but got blown out in Game 2. That set up the decisive third game, and Brooklyn was ahead 4-1 in the bottom of the ninth. A one-out double by Whitey Lockman scored two. Don Newcomb was pulled, and Ralph Branca was called to face Bobby Thompson, who was already 2-for-3 on the day. There was an open base, and the rookie, Willie Mays, who was 0-for-3, was on deck. But the Dodgers decided to pitch to Thompson.
Branca throws. There's a long pass. It's going to be, I believe. The Giants run the pellet. 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 Bobby Thompson hits into the lower deck of the left field stand. The Giants run the pellet. And they're going crazy. They're going crazy.
Russ Hodges with the legendary call of the shot heard round the world, Bobby Thompson's 3-run home run to send the Giants to the World Series. And waiting for them were the Yankees. The Giants led the series 2-1, and Mickey Mantle was out for the Yanks. He blew out his knee when his cleat got caught in an exposed water sprinkler in Game 2. But the Bombers tied it up in Game 4, went ahead with a blowout in Game 5, and the Pinstripers led Game 6 4-1 thanks to a 3-run triple by Hank Bauer. So same situation for the Giants, down 4-1 in the ninth. They loaded the bases, got two long flies by Monty Irvin and Bobby Thompson, which would have been home runs at the Polo Grounds, but they were just sack flies in Yankee Stadium. Then with two outs, pinch hitter Sal Ivers hit a sinking line drive to right, and the hitting hero Hank Bauer became the fielding hero as well, as he made a sliding catch to clinch the 51 series. That made it 3 in a row for the Yankees. And this weekend, Joe DiMaggio said he would be retiring after 13 years. He hit .262 this season with 12 home runs, but he doubled in his final at-bat. All right, to football now. The Browns lost on opening day to San Francisco, but then won out. They'd take the Eastern Division. The Rams won the West on the final weekend, and then they'd beat the Browns in the championship. College football, Tennessee would win the national title behind running back Hank Lauricella. But the Vols would lose to undefeated Maryland in the Sugar Bowl, and some recognize the Terps as the national champions. Michigan State, Georgia Tech, and Illinois also went unbeaten this year. And the Heisman went to Dick Kazmaier of Princeton. Boxing, Sugar Ray Robinson is the middleweight champ. He lost to Randy Turpin back in the summer, but won the rematch in September. Jersey Joe Walcott has the heavyweight title, light heavyweight Joey Maxim, welterweight Kid Gavilan, and the lightweight Jimmy Carter. And that is sports from this week in 1951. And we're back to the countdown now at number 2. This is Tony Bennett with Cold, Cold Heart.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belong to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
The second single for Tony Bennett was the cover of a country smash for Hank Williams. And Tony's version of Cold, Cold Heart was a big hit in the pop music world. Accompanied by Percy Faith's orchestra, that was in its third week at number two, patiently waiting in the runner-up spot to get its turn at the number one position, where it would stay for 6 weeks. Well, let's give you another bonus spin from here in the autumn of 1951. This is Buddy Greco.
I ran all the way home just to tell you that I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to be so mean to you.
So mean to you.
I ran all the way home just to hold you in my arms, dear.
I always want you near to me, 'cause I love you.
'Cause I love you. The moment I close the door behind me and heard you cry, I knew I acted blindly, that I couldn't say goodbye. I ran all the way home just to beg you to forgive me.
I want your love to be my own, just mine alone. The moment I close the door behind me and heard you cry, I knew I acted blindly, that I couldn't say goodbye.
I ran all the way just to beg you to forgive me. I want your love to be my own, just mine alone.
Here's Buddy Greco with the all-girl group The Heathertones, and I Ran All the Way Home. Just released here in October of 1951, and it spent exactly 1 week on the chart at number 30, and that was it. But it gets a little love from us here today, along with the autumn songs. Yeah, that's our showcase feature, a second week of our autumn extravaganza. Here's a nice piece from Ann Sweeten titled Autumn's Child.
Thank you.
New Jersey native Ann Sweeten and a song called Autumn's Child. That was from her 2002 album, Sapphire Days. So we're enjoying the sounds of fall today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we leave, we have a couple of songs left and a reminder about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. You'll find our show schedule there, a list of affiliates, plus the world-famous Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X, and our email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, here's one last fall song for the day. This one's titled Early Autumn, but it's not the one with the Johnny Mercer lyrics. It's a 1947 record by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra, featuring Fran Warren. That Early Autumn was written by Bernard Bell and Stan Rhodes and performed by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra featuring Fran Warren from 1947. You know, I think I have enough fall records to do a third installment, so we'll continue our autumn celebration next week here on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year 1951. But first, the top news story, that was the Korean War. And this week, there was a first-of-its-kind military operation.
From Korea come pictures of the first offensive action by helicopters as giant Sikorskis fly in to land an entire Marine unit to capture a section of the famous Heartbreak Ridge. With the ridge driven from the summit by heavy barrage, helicopters cut out the long uphill fight to the top by leapfrogging troops behind the enemy. It's a non-stop round-trip schedule for the Sikorskis. After the men are safely landed in force and a position secured, the helicopters fly in supplies, including hand grenades, which can be put down as gently as crates of eggs. And so the hilltop objective is captured without loss.
A report from the British Pathé Agency on Operation Bumblebee, the first time that a Marine battalion was transported by helicopter to a combat zone. 12 big Sikorskis made a total of 162 round trips, transporting 1,000 men to finish the job on Heartbreak Ridge. There had been more than a month of bloody conflict on the mountain, but the U.S. and French troops finally took possession this weekend. The fighting had been intense over the past month, with heavy losses on both sides. The Defense Department reported 7,000 American casualties, including more than 1,100 killed during that time. We were in the second year of the Korean War here in October of 1951. And here at home, on top of the Billboard bestsellers chart this week, was a blockbuster hit by Tony Bennett.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will they are mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
Very first single for 25-year-old Queens, New York native Tony Bennett. And what a debut, Because of You. It was accompanied by the Percy Faith Orchestra. Spending its sixth week on top of the countdown, it had two more to go. It would also top the radio chart for 8 weeks, and it was the bestseller on the jukebox chart for 10 weeks. And his second single, Cold Cold Heart, would move right into the number one position after Because of You was done. So between the two records, Tony Bennett was on top of the Billboard sales chart for 14 consecutive weeks, including this weekend in 1951. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll see you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.